afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first again?
I think so.
Getting used to that, as I know you are.
Well, I have a little help. Set the clock.
Randall
has joined.
Good evening.
So we are beginning with Pasuk 239 in section 19 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar in Parashat Vayera. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. It's the beginning of the section. Lashem Yehud Kutcha Barichu Ishkin David Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohim Alena Maseya Denu Kunenehu Alena Maseya Denu Kunenehu Rabbi Patach Lechai kara ve'ele hagoim asher imiya Hashem lenasot am et Yisrael amar rabbi hazeh haweyat v'ha'ahu alma ale alma v'leit alma kaim ela be'inun d'shalitin Al Reuta, Kili Behon Shene Emar, Eidut B'Yosef Shamu. Wigomer Amar Rav Yehuda, Lama Zaka Yosef Leota, Hama Allah Veha Malkot, Bishvil Sheka Vash. Yitro Ditan Enan Paul Hakovish Et Yitro Malchuta Ishmaya Achel Aleya. The translation. Rabbi, open the discussion by quoting the verse. Now, these are the nations which Hashem left to test Israel by them. Rabbi said, I have been looking into that world, namely the eternal world, and saw that the world can exist only because of righteous people who have control over the desires of their hearts. As it is written, this he ordained in Yehoshua for a testimony. Rabbi Yehuda then said, why did Yosef merit that high grade and kingdom? The answer is because he overcame his lust. As we have learned, the heavenly kingdom awaits he who overcomes his lustful desires. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Please notice the different phrases. Desire of their hearts and lustful desires. What is the difference? Is sex or creative ideas a desire of the heart? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, can the desires of your heart create lustful desires?
Where do you think lust begins?
In the mind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. In the mind.
Lust begins in the mind. So right there you have the understanding of what is the difference between the two phrases.
And I think light, too, is a big part of it, because you see things, you know, you see advertisements you may never have wanted, whatever you're seeing, and all of a sudden you certainly would like that particular thing that you're seeing advertised. So the eyes play a big part along with the mind.
And there's a verse in the Torah that I'm paraphrasing, but it says, do not follow your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it will lead you astray. So, lustful desires come from the head. Desires of the hearts. What are the desire of the hearts? There's only one true desire of the heart. Become closer to Hashem. Everything else is a lustful desire coming from the head.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from rational thought, comes from intellectual curiosity, it comes from seeing what you don't really need on the billboards and so forth, as Anna said. When you say you love your husband or your spouse, when you say you love your children, it's that phrase, is it coming from the head or the heart? Go back to the answer to the question that I've asked many times and the answer that I've given a few times. Why did God create marriage? Or why did God create male and female so that they would be married? The only way you know the desire of your heart is because of the relationship you have with your spouse and your children. So you love your husband, you love your wife, you love your children, but that's just practice in growing to love Hashem.
Where does love yourself come in?
In the Western world, it comes in right at the beginning, but in the Torah, love of yourself comes from your desire to be closer to the Creator. Love of yourself comes from your what you can share with your spouse and your children. Love of yourself is never a priority, never an essence. Love of yourself is a psychological ploy from Satan. Now, I know nobody agrees with that statement. Because we're inculcated with the Western world's values. But love of self is about selfishness, just by virtue of the statement. And if you are honest with yourself, your true pleasure comes from sharing. And loving of yourself can be a form of sharing, but it's rarely done that way. Yes, sometimes you need to take a break and go on vacation, but you never go on vacation from Hashem there's just sparks of light for you to elevate from that location. The sparks from the broken vessels that are there for you to elevate. Love of the self is not a tool that is beneficial. But now everything is clear as mud, and you didn't like the answer, did you?
No, the reason I asked the question was because maybe a week or two ago, it came up in one of the lessons that you needed to love yourself. And I didn't remember, so I thought maybe some of your comments would trigger my memory, but it didn't. So.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I do remember when that subject came up, and I did not express myself the way I just did tonight.
And I guess it's another reason is I kind of see a link sometimes with people who had a bad relationship with their father. That they have a hard time thinking that God loves them, you know. So that's kind of linked to love of yourself.
Well, but it's really, it's not that they have a hard time with loving themselves. The hard time is that, or the hard time is to realize that Hashem loves them. But the reason they don't think that Hashem loves them is because they don't feel they merit Hashem's interest in them. It's called a poor self-image.
Mm-hmm.
But a good self-image is not self-love. Or let me rephrase that. A good self-image is not love of self.
Well, I've always felt like Hashem reveals himself to everyone somewhere along in their path. And
that is correct.
And that makes a world of difference. Once you have that, I don't know, what would you call it? When you know that God is real, he's just not somebody out there, you know, that you hear talk about. Or it's,
yes, but... most of the people in the world don't have that revelation. They're never exposed to Hashem. Hashem is crying out to them to expose them himself. He's crying out to them to become awake and realize that he wants to show them himself. But they're not open to it. And that's very common. Most of the world does not know that God is there. Most of the world does not see God or hear God or smell God. They're just not aware. And part of the reason they're not aware is because they do not think that they merit seeing God.
Mm-hmm. Usually from some trauma. That's what I've seen from, you know, during the time that I was a counselor.
Yes.
You know, they've had some experience.
But what is the purpose of the trauma?
To draw them closer to Hashem.
The purpose of the trauma is to show the person Hashem. Mm-hmm. They can perceive Hashem and know that Hashem is carrying them and helping them and supporting them. And that leads you to the statement that's very difficult for people to relate to, which is you have to be appreciative for the traumas in your life. You realize we can spend about 3 years on this one verse.
I'm sure we can. This is kind of funny, but when you were reading the Aramaic, I thought it was a rabbi called Patak. And then when you read the English, it was, it didn't give the rabbi's name. It was the verb. He opened the discussion. We don't know who this rabbi. Well, I guess maybe the next verse I see a name, so maybe that's who it is.
Well, let's read the next verse just to end. Amar Rabbi Yaha Lo Bara Hakucha Barichu Li Tsihar Ela Lena Sot. Bene Adam, Umi Vae, Kujabarihu, Leni Nasuta, Bibne Nasha, Eindamar Rabiaha, Manal Medicti, Kiyakum, Bakir Baha, Navio, Gomer Vahout. Hamofet Bugomer Ki Minase Hashem Elokechem Bugomer. The translation. And Rabbi Acha has said, the Holy One, blessed be He, has created the evil inclination solely for the purpose of trying humanity. And does the Holy One, blessed be He, intent on trying humanity? Yes. How do we know this? From the verse, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and the sign or the wonder came to pass, for Hashem your Elohim tests you. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. What is the purpose of the various tests of men? One answer is to reward greater amounts when tests are passed. Of course, this reward is not ever in this world. Another answer is to remove bread of shame by overcoming each test. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I always thought that Hashem created the evil inclination, so that we'd have free will. But free will then goes into the next step of when you have decisions to make or you have incidences in your life that you have to choose one way or the other. It's which way are you going to choose, And that's where we get into bread of shame or the right decision. The hardest decision is usually the right decision, and life is a test. If you don't pass it, you see it coming again. So.
Only this time it's a little bit harder.
I like the verse that's something like, well, we've been at this mountain long enough, let's move. That's a paraphrase, but I always think when we get to that verse. I do have to say the times that I've had to make some decisions and I had two paths to choose and I didn't know at that time that the hardest one was the right path. And even if it wasn't the right path, there's still that period of time was still full of blessings. Which has to just be Hashem's mercy, and then maybe as you go along, then you see that, well, you should have chosen the other path. And you see the mistakes, but you still can see the good things that came from your decision. So at least that's been my experience.
The corollary that develops is it doesn't matter what your decision is. All roads lead to Hashem. We're out of time, but we probably should start this verse one more time.
Okay.
We'll think about that.
All right.
Both have a good evening, and last will be the Tikkuni Zohar at the 7 o'clock, the late class tonight.
Okay. Shalom
to all.
Hi, Brandy.
Uh-huh.